curtain driveway than on the roads.
I understand that totally. Well, we had this dinner for veterans prior to Christmas. We talked about that extensively. So before we talk about what's coming, let's talk about what happened and how did the dinner for the veterans go this year?
It was awesome. We had similar numbers this year as years prior. Hard to believe this was year number four. I have no idea where time has gone. But we did. We had about 100 dine in, and we had not quite 100 carry out into the reach of nursing homes and so on. So very, very successful, and have managed to buy a few groceries for a few veterans after the fact, too. So it was a blast, and just another home run success, and really appreciate everybody that helped out.
And there were a lot of, and you had quite a bit of help too.
We did, and we're very blessed with the help, and you know, both on the spot and donations, you know, from everybody who donated. We can't thank them enough for that, and of course the church, you know, First Baptist, the youth of the use of that building, it was awesome too.
Salutes serves veterans, and our ORN Cares event serves a different charity, local concern every year, and this year. Our choice turned out to be Salutes, and Salutes will be the beneficiary of our fundraising efforts all through the course of the year, and our first three-person golf tournament is April the 10th, so you can kind of plan ahead for that.
Okay.
So first of all, congratulations to Salutes for being the one chosen, and I'm sure that you're going to be able to do some really good things with whatever we raise for you guys.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it, and I have no idea what that is, but boy, it all helps. We've got donations from $100 to $1,500, and every bit of it helps. And the whole place is volunteer.
Right.
So we had, you know, we've got volunteers that, and it's neat because we've got veterans that stayed there, and they've now, I call it graduated, they've got their own place, mm-hmm. but they now come back and they help in the store. So
that's nice.
It really is awesome. And, you know, we're very blessed, and we're, you know, I didn't start it. This was started by Tony Weininger, and after was involved in starting it, but about a year after it was started was when we really got heavily involved, moved our business downstairs down there. You know, again, partly self-serving. We needed our own parking lot, needed a little bit more space. But my dad was a disabled veteran, and Bethany's dad's a veteran. And so we just we felt led to contribute and just do our part and volunteer and try to help make things work. And what I didn't realize was a year later that somebody, Tony, would have some health issues, and she's in Joplin right now going through some therapy of some sort, but she came in and handed us the keys and went, here, it's all yours. And so I kind of went, huh? But, you know, I guess we were about as ready for that as somebody's ready for their first child, but we just ran with it. You know, we made a new board of directors, and
you learn as you go.
Yeah. And I dragged Mike Burgess in here today with me as one of our board members, but I wanted a board that was made of medical, law enforcement, military, you know, and so we've got a good board of five, and we've just run with it and do the best we can.
And Salutes is a, you have a thrift store,
right?
Correct?
We have a huge thrift store with, I think, the best prices in town. Thrift stores all have a phenomenal mission. You know, for years we were next door to Christo's. They've got a phenomenal mission. You'll never, ever catch me running another thrift store down. They all have fantastic needs, purposes, missions. Ours is about 8,000 square feet, and we're very blessed. We've got good people, good prices. It's bright, clean.
And where is it located, by the way?
We're right next to Highland Dairy, right just south as you head down 63, not quite out of town, past Dairy Queen, past the truck repair place, and then there's Highland Dairy, and then there's us.
Right.
The thrift store is right there upstairs, battery station's around back downstairs. And then it's a tri-level building, and then the actual shelter is the split level that goes towards the back. You know, away from the road.
Right. Well, since ORN Cares was established, we've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for local charities and businesses and concerns, and Salutes is as good as it gets, and everybody here very excited about putting on our events this year. The first golf tournament will be April the 10th, and we'll be raising funds all year for Salutes, and we'll see how we do at the end. But we sure appreciate you coming in this morning.
And, no, and that's great. And we provide housing, clothing, meals. We try to do some job training. One thing that's on my list, I'm trying to get the college involved to help maybe for somebody that needs some vocational classes.
Mm-hmm.
Our turnover is, for some, we've had veterans stop in and they're there just for a few days because they're just passing through.
Right.
And they show us a DD-214 and they just need a break while they're traveling. And we've had some like Frank that have helped us and been there for over, 2 years. And, they help manage the place. So, but it's a blast. We try to help with Social Security, food stamps, get people to VA appointments. If they need a proof of address, job training, what people need has been so diverse. It's hard to know how long somebody will be there and what they need.
Right. Well, Kevin Faulkner, thank you for coming in this morning. We're going to be seeing a lot of you as we go through this year, as we local.com and the Ozark marketing company put together these different events and different ways that we're going to raise funds and hopefully make it a great year for our Salutes. Thank you for coming in this morning.
We sure appreciate it. Lord willing, we'll have a great Christmas dinner again this year, Lee.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.